Now, prop two, that has to do with water and has to do with making up to $6 billion available for municipalities and others to do local water projects. Talk about what that would do exactly.
Yeah, so Prop 2 comes at this issue of planning from a different perspective. Mm-hmm. Right now, the state has a loan program in place that loans money for water projects, wastewater projects, flood control projects. What Prop 2 is asking voters to approve is to add bonding authority to that existing program so that the state can be in a position to loan additional monies as people start to engage in projects that implement the water plan. So it takes it from a $4 billion loan program to a $6 billion loan program.
What do you say to the people who worry about more government debt? This is what we've heard from some of the Tea Party groups and grassroots conservative groups and others who have argued with Texas Association of Business, who on a lot of issues they agree with them, but on this one they say there might be too much government debt going on, and that's something that they're very concerned about. And they have a tendency to show up in larger numbers at the polls in an off-year election than a lot of other people do. Does that worry you?
Yeah, there's a lot of concern that issue is going to be an obstacle for Prop 2. What I would say about it is this. Since the time that the state has had these loan programs, no city or utility has ever defaulted on the loans. Mm-hmm. So they're 100% successful in loaning the money and getting the money back. So this is when the state acts as a lender. And what it does is it allows cities or utilities who might otherwise have to get higher interest debt to get the benefit of the state's bonding, and then they can save ratepayers' money. So this is a way ultimately to save Texans' money by making it more easily available through the state.
Well, and isn't it just sort of a fallacy to compare the kind of borrowing and spending that goes on in Washington, which is what people are doing? I mean, they're making that comparison to this. They're saying what's happened in D.C. is the same kind of thing that's happening in Texas. And, you know, if you look at what's going on with Prop 2, you could look at it and say, well, this is the kind of lending you would do if you were buying a house or if you were buying a car. You know, you would go out and get a loan, and you'd pay it back responsibly, right? I mean, the idea that all borrowing is bad just seems to be something where people are looking at it as a black and white issue.
Well, I think most people do understand that when you're talking about building major water and wastewater infrastructure, that happens by issuing debt in almost every single circumstance. And if you just take a quick look back at that water plan and remind yourself of that $53 billion price tag, water's not optional. We're not talking about something that's nice to have. We're talking about something that will fuel the economy. Our state will not be able to support the growth that's coming unless we have really secure, viable, clean water supplies available for our cities, but also for our economies. And I think most people that live in Texas understand fresh water is a part of our culture. There isn't a Texan out there that doesn't enjoy a river or a stream or a lake or the Gulf of Mexico. And so, you know, this is something that I find is very intuitive for people, and they understand that investment is necessary to support the growth that we're seeing.
Okay. And if people want to check out your website, what's that?
www.texansfor.prop8.com.
All right, Laura, thank you for coming in.
You bet. Thank you.